ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಐ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ರೆಸ್ ಮೈ ವ್ಯೂಸ್ ಐ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ರೆಸ್ ಮೈ ಗ್ರಾಟಿಟ್ಯೂಡ್ ಟು ದಿ ಆರ್ಗನೈಜರ್ಸ್ ಡಾಕ್ಟರ್ ಬನಾರಸ್ ಲಾಲ್ who has given me this opportunity to chair this session. And this is specially so when I chair a session addressed by Usha Behar. As a senior citizen, as you know, usually senior people, they talk about their experience as well as their advice. But I won't give any advice because I don't venture to. I'll just narrate a few of my experiences. Now today, we have been hearing about the soul. And as a matter of fact, our knowledge is pregnant with this, the concept of soul. Now when I came here, 8 years back, to attend a conference like this, body, mind, medicine, I got something, some impression that there is something that I'm missing. In spite of all the qualifications and all that service I've rendered to my patients, I thought I am not a doctor who has done his job as it should be, because until then I was just thinking of the physical aspect of medicine. And when I came here, I thought it's not the physical, but also there is something other than physical. There is mental, social, as well as spiritual. And this impression was very strong when I wanted to work in a hospital, that is a global hospital, because I found that there is something which is different from other hospitals. So I offered myself to work as a visiting professor, and that too on two occasions. And the amount of knowledge, not only professional but also other things that I learned about the patient management, absolutely that has helped me. Well, that was not enough. I thought, if I learn all the things, perhaps it will not be adequate to serve the people. That's why I thought, I better talk all these experiences to my students, to my doctor friends, to the consultants, so that they are benefited, and in the process, they also ventilate this experience to the public, to the beneficiaries, their patients. I also brought few of my doctors and consultants here to see what is happening, you see, to see how they will improve on that profession. And not only that, I also thought, since it's not possible for our patients to come over here, I thought I'd better invite those divine souls who are always busy to service, who are busy to lecture, like Usha Behan, Silu Behan, who will be coming just now, and Dr. Midha, and Dr. Satish Gupta, and others, to visit our place so that we interact with each other and the people get the benefit, you see. Because it's not enough that we confine ourselves here, and then when we go and forget things, you see, because ultimately the aim is to part our knowledge to the beneficiary. That's what I did. And then when I went back, on the particular day I had an audience with Dadi Prakashmaniji, and he said, "Doctor, there are many negative qualities in man, and if you are a doctor, maybe you have some of them. And would you like to give up any negative qualities so that that will make you a better doctor. Then I paused a little and asked, just I was thinking, when she said, "Doctor, the one thing that I want you to give up is anger, which will come tomorrow." So what I did, I took a piece of paper and then promised that I will try my best to give up anger, or at least to reduce, and put that paper in her presence, and then went back, you see. And then every day morning I make it almost a promise that today perhaps I will not get angry, and then at night when I go to my bed I also introspect myself, have I lost my temper, you see. So all these things are there when you manage a patient. Now if I believe, if I think, as our friend said rightly in the morning, that if you love even your toothbrush, and you think that your patient is everything for you, if I think, he's my father, he's my mother, he's my God, and it is upon whom I thrive, I get everything, and what I am today is for him. He's my everything, you see. Then I think that will solve a lot of our problems so far as success in our medical profession is concerned. The single most important factor for a doctor is the way he gives medicine. Not that the number of medicines that we are talking about. Nowadays there are catalog of medicines, you see. We start writing and it is never less than half a dozen. But the way I give it, that is very important, you see. The way I talk, the way I hear, the amount of patience I have got to hear to his family, to his ailments, to all the complaints, that also matters. Because once you hear, and the patient gets the impression that this doctor is at least hearing my complaints and is interested about me, that's good enough. And this, the result also I have got, you see. Previously, because of the patient load, I have seen a lot of patients, but the only problem was that I was not devoting much time for these patients, you see. Subsequently I thought I should have management of time. The problem was raised in the morning, how do I do it? Wife, children, all the patients. So I thought I must think about management of time, you see, and devote more time to talk to the patients, you see. And you know, I know, and I have been talking to my students, the history. History and history alone will give 60% diagnosis. Then the rest, your examination, physical examination, and you do it well, I do it well, and everybody should do it well, then rest depends on the investigations. And investigations nowadays are many, and there are many unnecessary investigations, because our profession has been commercialized. No doubt about that, you see. So the rest, neither you diagnose nor I diagnose, you see. So it's the how I tackle my patient, by taking care of the patient, by hearing and all that, that we need to do to improve our profession, you see. Now this problem and the answer lies with us doctors, with me, with you. It reminds me of a saying, of a conversation between a mother and a child. The mother was going with the child, and at a distance the child saw somebody sitting and praying. The child asked the mother, "Mother, who is he?" And he said, "He is Lord Buddha. And what can he do for us?" "Me," said, "you ask any question, he will give a correct answer. Any question." Then the child was very curious, and while going, collected a caterpillar, which from a small shrub, and then he carried in his hand like this. That he will ask one question first, "What have I got in the hand?" And if he says it's a caterpillar, then I will ask, "Is it alive or dead?" If he says alive, because I have got it and because the caterpillar is soft, I will cross it and prove that Buddha is wrong. If he says it's dead, I will just let it fly and also prove that he is wrong, you see. Then he went and approached Buddha and then asked, what have I got in the hand? Buddha said, you have got the caterpillar. Then he was convinced and then he asked, is it dead or alive? And Buddha said, the answer lies in your hand. Whether it's dead or alive, the answer lies in your hand. And also that applies to the doctors. How we treat the patient, what will be ultimate prognosis of the patient, whether the patient will be cured or not, ultimately depends on us. Also, with the blessings of Almighty, you see. Because we treat, he cures, no doubt about that. This has been proved without any doubt. And this has been proved by several saints, Swami Sivananda. Also the same thing, one patient survived in spite of seriousness of the patient. He was thinking how this could happen. And then he thought perhaps there is something other than me who has saved this patient, you see. Then he left. He was working in Malaysia as a doctor. Then he left, started his mission at Rishikesh. So all these things are not, I said again, it's not advice, because in the morning somebody, my brother has said that, no, don't give advice unless you are asked for, you see. So this is my experience that I am talking about, you see. If you are asking any guide, the guy is also provided, the answer is provided by Lord Buddha, you see. When he was dying, his disciple asked, Bhagavan, aap to chali jate hain, lekin humko bataye, who will be my guide, who will be my guru? This was the question, last question. And Buddha said, you need to have to go to search for a guru. Guru is inside. That is Atma, you see, soul. Whenever you are in doubt, ask soul, you will get the answer. And she has been talking about these things, Atma, the quality, and then subsequently we will have this, all these, the Paramatma subsequently, see. So, our profession is such that we need to improve our image. Doctors are no longer gods. Although previously the concept was God, I'm sorry, I am talking of the unpalatable truth. We are no longer gods in the eyes of the public. We need to convert this concept. Now, I agree that we alone cannot change this concept, the picture in the society. We need cooperation for everybody, you see. That's why there is a concept by Indian Medical Association that let us work together for health. So, unless we get support from our friends, administrator, everybody, you see, this mission will not be complete. But before we ask for that, we must ask ourselves whether we are doing the right thing or not. That's what I need to ask myself. And if we do that, then perhaps we'll get the answer, you see. Now, then, besides A, B, C, D, this will be the last. Besides A, B, C, D, which is told by our Ben, Usha Ben, I add D2 and P3. D2 is drug and devices. You see, previously we are writing 2 or 3 drugs. Now we are writing not less than 10 drugs. And you see, a patient of coronary artery disease, a patient whom we have discarded the idea of angioplasty, stenting, bypass surgery, and we put him on lifestyle diseases, lifestyle program. Health means healthy diet, drug and meditation. Now, if I'm analyzing and I had to ask this question, how many drugs we need to prescribe for a coronary patient for primary prevention, because that is secondary prevention and also tertiary prevention. you give not less than 6 to 8 drugs. One, lipid roll lowering, beta blocker, ACE inhibitor, then antiplatelet, so on so forth, anti-anginal, so on so forth. Then the list is increased every year, you see. So all these things are there. So we need to take care of the drugs and devices. For anything, we go for angiogram, we go for CT scan, we go for MUGA scan, so many things, you see. So this is not desirable. Then device, then our P3, P is pranayama or meditation. Then yoga. Then poetry. Poetry is divine song. What we hear every time, you see. 2 minutes divine song, you see. So we will complete this D2 and P3. And then, of course, ABCD by what is described by Savayan. And also take into consideration the patient is everybody for me. And then we think of the ultimate aim is to give relief to the patient, then perhaps our aim will be fulfilled. This is what I wanted to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Dr. P.C. Sahuji. बहुत ही सुंदर शब्दों में आपने डॉक्टर्स को इंस्पायर किया, उन्हें बताया कि किस तरह से हम अपने प्रोफेशन में स्पिरिचुअलिटी को ऐड कर सकते हैं. इस सेशन को पूरा करने से पहले मैं ऑडियंस में से पूछूंगी कि अगर किसी को कोई क्वेश्चन है, क्योंकि अभी हमारे पास समय है, तो वह कृपया आकर के पूछ सकते हैं. कोई भी ऐसा है जिनको कोई क्वेश्चन है, तो मैं रिक्वेस्ट करूंगी कि वो आए और आकर अपना क्वेश्चन रखें. है कोई? या प्लीज आई.
I am Dr. N.K. Jain, Chief Medical and Health Officer at Jabalpur District. I want to share my experience to all of my colleagues. Besides a doctor, I am also having a faith on the numbers and numerology. One of my patient is a quite old man, round about 72-73 years old, has came to me a month back. At that time he has not came to me to take advice from a doctor. He has came to me for the numbers. What will be my life expectation? How much I will live in this world. So I had just calculated and just as told that no problem, you will further live in this world round about 8 to 10 years. After a month he fell sick, and he is so serious that everyone who is coming to him, अरे दादा अब तो जाने का समय हो गया, अरे दादा अब तो जाने का समय हो गया, बहुत तो जी लिए हूं. देखते देखते मैं खुद देख रहा हूं कि विद इन 2 डेज एक अच्छा भला आदमी आकर के, और ही फेल सो सिक दैट जस्ट ही वॉज जस्ट गोइंग. एक 2 दिन बाद उसके घर में शादी थी, नातिन की शादी थी उसकी ग्रैंड डॉटर की, और उसका लड़का बोलता है, वो डॉक्टर साहब पता नहीं मुझे आप पे इतना भरोसा है, यदि आप चाहें तो मेरे बाबा उठ सकते हैं. हो सकता है ये उसकी प्रेरणा थी, या उसका मेरे ऊपर विश्वास था, या परमपिता परमेश्वर का हमारे ऊपर कुछ आशीर्वाद था, या उनकी ही चेतना से। और उस लड़के ने मुझसे पूछा कि दो दिन आप चाहें तो शायद जिला सकते हैं। I went to him, हाथ उठाया, नब्ज देखी। That was so shallow को मुझे भी लग रहा था कि शायद एक आध दिन ही निकल जाए। बट जस्ट एक माइंड में एक बिजली सी कौंधी, अरे दादा तुम कैसे जा सकते हो, अभी अपन पिछले महीने मिले थे ना, अभी तो तुम्हें 10 साल जीना है। उस बुजुर्ग की आंखों में एकदम चमक आई, पक्का डॉक्टर साहब हम 10 साल जिएंगे? हां हां बिल्कुल जियोगे। एंड इट हैज केम टू मिराकल। नेक्स्ट डे मॉर्निंग द टोल्ड मैन हैज सेंड अप फ्रॉम द कॉट एंड टिल इवनिंग ही गॉट क्योर। सो फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम आई हैड केम टू दिस आश्रम एट आबू, एंड सिंस yesterday I am getting all the things and I am just assessing, yes, man will power is there. If कोई व्यक्ति सोच लेता है तो ये will power उसको जरूर उठा खड़ा कर देता है। और मेरी life का एक experience तो ये है ही, साथ ही मेरा स्वयं में, मैं खुद कई बार मौत से जूझते बिना medicine मैं खुद ठीक हुआ हूं, सिर्फ इसीलिए कि मुझे infection नहीं हो सकता है, मैं antibiotic नहीं लूंगा। तो यहां तक की सिचुएशन आई है कि हेड इंजुरीज में 48 स्टिचेस के बावजूद भी आई हैड नॉट टेकन ए सिंगल पेन किलर एंड सिंगल ड्रग, जस्ट नो देर विल बी नो पेन, सो देर वॉज नो पेन टू मी एंड आई हैड टेकन दैट विदाउट एनी दिस एंटीबायोटिक आई विल गेट क्योर। सो आई गेट क्योर एंड माई गुड फ्रेंड न्यूरो सर्जन डॉक्टर बी के पानसिया जबलपुर, ही हैज जस्ट रिक्वेस्टेड मी, सर प्लीज एक दिन तो दवा ले लें। तो सिर्फ उनके रिक्वेस्ट पर आई हैव टेकन ओनली 2 पिल्स ऑफ सिप्रोफ्लक्सेस। थैंक यू।
बिफोर वी आस्क फॉर योर आई हैव गॉट थैंक यू वेरी मच सर for your comments and your experience. It's all about faith, you know. When you have faith in something which already she has said, you can achieve everything, you see. Unless you again lose your faith. Now this reminds me of another story rather. An old man, around about 70 years. He was moving in a jungle. Now he had prayed Lord Shiva before and he was a devotee of Lord Shiva. So much so, Lord was pleased and granted him boon that whenever you want me, anything from me, you will be granted, you see. Then when he was moving in the jungle, he was feeling thirsty. So much so he couldn't tolerate that and then asked, Lord, give me a glass of water. Then immediately in a plate, beautiful plate as is served by our sisters, a glass of water came. Then he quenched his thirst with this water, but subsequently he was hungry. Then he said, all right, I've got the glass of water, give me some food. Then food came. Again, beautiful dishes as we get in our canteen. Then he had such, his appetite was satisfied. Then said, I have no house. Where do I live? Then immediately a beautiful house was found nearby. And then he was thinking all along, everything is coming right, you see. Coming as per my request. Now if I get a house, where is the servant? Then there are so many servants came. Now ultimately when everything was fulfilled, then he said, Lord, everything is fulfilled now. Then there is one thing that is I want, that is my companion. wife or a lady. And when he was just thinking about that, came a lady. Then in utter disbelief, he said, no, this is not possible. How can this happen? Whatever I ask, everything is coming. No, it cannot be. Then immediately everything disappeared, you see. You see, as long as he has faith in God, everything was possible. But the moment his belief was not there, everything disappeared. So, this is what I say, faith, yes, it will be. And that is also impressed by our sister Usha. Yes.
Om Shanti. मैं योगेश प्रसाद वैद्य नेपाल से हूँ और सर्वप्रथम मैं दीदी जी उषा जी और डॉक्टर पीसी साहू को धन्यवाद देना चाहता हूँ कि बहुत अच्छे प्रेजेंटेशन किए. और मेरा एक क्वेरी है उषा दीदी के कि उन्होंने बताया कि ABCD ऑफ सोशल स्किल्स, तो A, C और D वो तो मैं मेंटेन कर सकता हूँ, पर मेरा क्वेरी है B में, बैलेंस में. जैसे कि आध्यात्म में है कि कोई एक भक्त मंदिर में जाकर के अपना सर फोड़ते हैं तो कष्ट भगवान को होते हैं, क्योंकि हम लोग मानते हैं कि आत्मा एक छोटी सी परमात्मा के अंग है. और जैसे कि दूसरा एग्जांपल है कि घर में कोई मिष्ठान लाए तो उसको माता खुद खाने पर भी बच्चे को खिलाने में बहुत संतुष्ट हो जाते हैं. तो उसी तरह से जैसे कि हम लोग मेडिकल प्रोफेशन में अपने से और अपने हेल्थ के करियर के विषय से भी ज़्यादातर पेशेंट के हीलिंग में लगते हैं, तो उस दौरान जब पेशेंट के हम लोग हीलिंग करते हैं तो हम लोग भूख प्यास और सब बाय द टाइम प्रॉब्लम के वजह से और कुछ दूसरे प्रॉब्लम से हम लोग भूख प्यास सब भूल जाते हैं, तो उसके कारण से कुछ स्ट्रेस इंड्यूस डिजीज और कुछ ये कौन, जैसे कि आपने कहा कि डॉक्टर चोपड़ा सर ने कहा कि कार्डियोलॉजिस्ट को भी MI की डिजीज होती है, तो उस कंडीशन में हम लोग अपने प्रोफेशन में कैसे बैलेंस मेंटेन कर सकते हैं. थैंक यू.
बैलेंस की जब बात हमने किया तो यही बैलेंस रखना है कि कई बार हम इतने वर्कोहोलिक हो जाते हैं, काम पे पीछे ऐसे लग जाते हैं कि कभी कभी अपनी पर्सनल हेल्थ, पर्सनल लाइफ, उस समय यंग है, जोश है, चलता है, लेकिन फिर बाद में उसके इफेक्ट्स को महसूस करते हैं. साथ ही साथ जो सोशल लाइफ है कभी कभी वो भी हमारी डिस्टर्ब हो जाती है, और जो फैमिली लाइफ है कि बच्चों को या अपने साथियों को हम समय नहीं दे पाते हैं, और उस कारण से घर के अंदर स्ट्रेस क्रिएट होता है. जो संबंधों में स्ट्रेस क्रिएट होता है उसके कारण जो फ्रस्ट्रेशन क्रिएट होता है, तो जरूर है उसका सामना भी खुद को करना पड़ता है. तो क्योंकि एक इम्बैलेंस जो हुआ कि वर्कोहॉलिक बहुत ज्यादा अपने काम के पीछे लग जाते हैं, या कभी कभी कोई ऐसे हैं जो सोशल लाइफ में बहुत चले जाते हैं, कई प्रकार की ऑर्गेनाइजेशन से जुड़ना चाहते हैं, एक अपना सोशल इमेज क्रिएट करना चाहते हैं, तो वो भी एक इम्बैलेंस क्रिएट करने लगते हैं. अनेक प्रकार की क्लब्स को ज्वाइन करना, अनेक प्रकार के एसोसिएशंस को ज्वाइन करना, और फिर वहां अपना कार्य भी सफर करता है और अपनी फैमिली भी सफर करती है. मैं इसलिए ये बात कह रही हूं क्योंकि यहां पर सारे देश विदेश के लोग आते हैं. एक बहुत बड़े डॉक्टर थे, वो और उसकी वाइफ आए थे बैंगलोर से, और बहुत उदास थे, बहुत उनके अंदर जैसे उदासी थी. उनकी वाइफ को देखा, ज्यादातर रोती थी. ऐसे ही बैठे उनके साथ बातचीत करने, क्या है जीवन के अंदर, क्यों इतना आपके अंदर उदासी है, तो उन्होंने शेयर किया कि उनका एक ही बेटा था, उसने सुसाइड कमिट किया, जवान लड़का और सुसाइड कमिट किया, क्या कारण था? तो कहा कि क्योंकि उसका हस्बैंड इतना वर्कोहोलिक थे, कभी घर के तरफ ध्यान नहीं दिया, कभी बच्चे को क्या चाहिए वो ध्यान नहीं दिया, जब भी उसने पैसा मांगा उसको पैसा देते रहे, पैसा देते रहे, देखा नहीं कि वो बच्चा वो पैसे का क्या कर रहा है। माँ भी बच्चे से बहुत प्यार करती थी, उस कारण से उसने भी कभी पूछा नहीं। वो भी अपने फील्ड में, अपने किटी पार्टीज आदि में तो बच्चा अकेला था। धीरे धीरे वो ऐसे संघ में आ गया जिस संघ में आने के कारण वो ड्रग एडिक्ट हो गया। तो घर में से तो जो मिस कर रहा था वो उसने बाहर खोजना चालू किया, और धीरे धीरे रात को लेट आने लगा घर में। एक बार जब रात को 12 बज गया, 1 बज गया, तो भी आया नहीं वो। माँ बाप दोनों को चिंता होने लगी, इतना लेट तो कभी बाहर नहीं रहा, क्या बात है, क्यों नहीं आया। और जब 1 बजे के बाद वो लड़का नशे की हालत में घर में आया, तो उसी वक्त उसके पिता ने उसको बहुत डांटा कि ये कोई टाइम होता है आने का, और माना इतना उस समय, क्योंकि स्ट्रेस तो था ही उसको, क्योंकि जब तक वो नहीं आया था तो हस्बैंड वाइफ को कोस रहा था कि भाई तुमने ध्यान नहीं दिया, आखिर वो जाना है कहाँ लगा है, क्यों लेट आता है, क्यों पैसे मांगता था, तुमने कुछ ध्यान नहीं रखा। वाइफ ने कहा गलती आपकी भी है कि आपने कभी उसके बारे में सोचा नहीं, दोनों का झगड़ा चल ही रहा था, उतने में वो बच्चा आया। तो उसी समय वो पिता ने कह दिया कि भाई ये टाइम को भी क्यों आया, सारी रात ही बाहर रहता था, क्या जरूरत थी। और माँ ने कहा कि इसे तो पैदा ही नहीं होता था तो अच्छा होता था कि आज मेरे को तेरे कारण इतना सुनना पड़ता था, या मर जाता था तो अच्छा होता था, ऐसा कुछ शब्द कह दिए गुस्से में आकर के। और हुआ ये कि वो बच्चे नशे की हालत में था, अपने कमरे में चुपचाप चला गया, लेकिन सो नहीं सका, वही आवाज उसके अंदर गूंजती रही। तो डॉक्टर का बेटा था, घर में मेडिसिंस तो रहती ही है, कोई ना कोई काम से पड़ी रहती है, तो उसने कुछ पिल्स लिया और खा लिया, और एक चिट्ठी लिखी कि पिताजी आपने कहा कि बाहर ही रहता था, तो कल सुबह मेरी अर्थी बाहर चली जाएगी, दोबारा इस घर में नहीं आएंगी। और माँ ने कहा कि बेटा तुम मर जाता था तो अच्छा होता था, ये टाइम पर भी क्यों आया, तो इसलिए अभी मैं मर रहा हूं। उसने तो गोलियां खा ली और सुसाइड कमिट कर लिया, लेकिन जो वो दुख था उस वक्त जब महसूस हुआ तो वो डॉक्टर भी उसको बर्दाश्त नहीं कर पाया और उसकी वाइफ भी बर्दाश्त नहीं कर पाई। तब उन्हें अपनी गलती महसूस होने लगी कि क्योंकि ये इम्बैलेंस जीवन के अंदर जो आया, ये इम्बैलेंस के कारण हमारी फैमिली लाइफ कैसी हो गई कि आज इतना अच्छा बेटा होते हुए भी हमने उसको खो डाला, और उसके प्रति अभी अफसोस ही कर सकते हैं और कुछ नहीं कर सकते कि उस समय हमें ऐसा बोलना नहीं चाहिए था, हमें उसको समझने का प्रयत्न करना चाहिए था, जो उसको चाहना थी उसको शायद हमें पूरा करना चाहिए था, उसकी तरफ ध्यान देना। तो कहीं ये ऐसा समय हमारे साथ न हो, इसलिए कहा कि आज बैलेंस बहुत जरूरी है, क्योंकि आज की दुनिया के अंदर जो बच्चे हैं इतने हाई आईक्यू वाले हैं, और हाई आईक्यू वाले के साथ साथ इतने सेंसिटिव है कि आप अगर थोड़ा भी गुस्से में आकर के आपके इम्बैलेंस के कारण अगर उनको कुछ कह दिया, तो आप अपने बच्चों को माना जिस प्रकार से परवरिश देना चाहते हैं, जिसके लिए आप कमाते हैं, जिसके लिए आपने सब कुछ जमा किया है, वो भी वो रहेंगे नहीं। तो कारण यही था इम्बैलेंस। तो इसलिए बैलेंस लाइफ हो कि आपसे जितना होता है वो आप करते चलो, बाकी जैसे कहा कि आप एक अपनी टीम वर्क क्रिएट करो, कुछ डेलीगेट भी करो, दूसरों को भी सिखाओ, दूसरों को भी पढ़ाओ। अगर ये सोचेंगे कि नहीं मेरे सिवाय कुछ नहीं होगा, मैं ही करूंगा, तो दूसरे भी इंटरेस्ट नहीं लेते हैं, वो भी आपको सहयोग नहीं देंगे, वो सोचते हैं इसको हमारे पर विश्वास ही नहीं है, तो फिर क्या करना, छोड़ो। कहने का भावार्थ के टीम स्पिरिट क्रिएट करें अपने यहां पर, जितना हम डेलीगेट कर सकते हैं डेलीगेट करें, दूसरों को सिखाए, दूसरों को अपने साथ लेकर के चले, और हम अपने पारिवारिक भावनाओं को भी समझे और पारिवारिक मूल्य जो है उसको भी हम अदा करें। आजकल अपने बच्चे जो हमसे चाहते हैं और जो उनका सेंसिटिव नेचर है, आईक्यू हाई है, सब कुछ है, लेकिन अगर उसको वो परवरिश, वो संस्कार नहीं दे पाए तो शायद कल को वो हमें ही जिम्मेदार समझेंगे और वो समझेंगे कि आपकी लाइफ ऐसी थी इसलिए हम भी ऐसे हो गए, आपको ध्यान देना चाहिए, आपको करना चाहिए, उस समय वो आपको ही दोषी मानेंगे। तो बैलेंस जीवन के अंदर चारों ही एरिया हमारे सही हो, पर्सनल लाइफ हो, जहां हेल्थ और अपने मेंटल हेल्थ, सोशल हेल्थ, स्पिरिचुअल हेल्थ ये कंसर्न्ड हो, दूसरा हमारे पारिवारिक जीवन के अंदर भी हम समय अवश्य दें, उनको भी हम टाइम दें, उनको भी हमारी जरूरत है, अपने सोसाइटी के अंदर भी हम अपने आप को रखें ताकि उनको भी ये महसूस न हो कि ये बहुत इगोइस्टिक हो गए हैं, और साथ ही साथ अपने जो फैमिली लाइफ, पर्सनल लाइफ, सोशल लाइफ और स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ, तो स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ को जितना बढ़ावा देंगे उतना ये तीनों को बैलेंस करना आसान हो जाएगा, क्योंकि स्पिरिचुअलिटी में वो शक्ति है जो एक धुरी का काम करती है और धुरी का काम करके ये तीनों को बैलेंस करना सिखा देती है। तो यही भाव था कि बैलेंस आज के संसार में बहुत जरूरी है अगर आप अपने बच्चों को अच्छा एक माहौल, वातावरण, सब कुछ देना चाहते हैं। तो
मैं डॉक्टर नंदो कुमार गोविंदा गोडे औरंगाबाद से महाराष्ट्र स्टेट से आया हूं, रिटायर्ड प्रोफेसर ऑफ गायनेकोलॉजी। आज उषा बहन ने हमें समझाया है कि सोशल स्किल्स में ABCD का क्या महत्व है, और डॉक्टर शाहू ने बताया कि डी में कुछ आड़ हो गया है या करना है, ड्रग्स और डिवाइस। वैसे मुझे लगता है कि दीदी ने जो कहा सी में कोऑर्डिनेशन चाहिए, कमिटमेंट चाहिए, वो दोनों साथ लेते लेते एक सी ऐड हो गया है। मेरे आज के यंग डॉक्टरों से क्षमा मांगते हुए करता हूं कि उसमें कमर्शियलाइजेशन आया है, तो इसीलिए हमारे ये प्रोफेशन में बड़ा चैलेंज आज लगता है, उसे कैसा चॉइस और कैसा सुझाव किया जाए।
हेलो, डॉक्टर ललवानी, बॉम्बे। मेरा क्वेश्चन उषा मैडम से है। हम मेडिटेशन करते हैं लेकिन सही करते हैं क्या, गलत करते हैं, ये कैसा समझ दें?
मेडिटेशन का सेशन अभी कल सुबह का है आपका, उसमें सारी विधि आपको बताई जाएगी कि मेडिटेशन की यथार्थ विधि क्या है, क्योंकि ये जरूर है कि दुनिया में अनेक प्रकार की टेक्निक्स मेडिटेशन की निकल आई है, और इसलिए भी कई बार कई लोग कंफ्यूज हो जाते हैं कि सही है या गलत है। तो इसलिए कल आपको सवेरे जो सेशन होगा उसमें मेथड एंड बेसिस ऑफ राजयोगा मेडिटेशन है, तो उस समय आपको पूरी जैसे विधि बताई जाएगी कौन सी बातें उसमें है और क्या उस वक्त अनुभव होता है, और वो स्टेजेस के थ्रू भी आपको ले जाया जाएगा। तो इसलिए कल सुबह का सत्र वो आपके क्वेश्चन को क्लैरिफाई कर देगा।
हेलो, ओम शांति। आई एम मिस्टर अरविंद मोटगी। एक्चुअली आई एम स्टडिंग MBBS। आई एम स्टूडेंट ऑफ मेडिकल एंड आई एम ए फ्यूचर डॉक्टर एंड आई वांट टू बिकम स्पिरिचुअल डॉक्टर एंड आई वांट टू हैंडल सिचुएशन वेयर दे विल डॉन्स विल डोमिनेट ओवर द डॉक्टर। इन अवर मेडिकल कॉलेज वन इंसिडेंट वॉज हैपन। One PC was beaten by some don like man, and because of his anger, that patient patient is died because of he thought doctor's negligence. But being a government college, it's our fate that private colleges, the private hospitals, they don't do. And at last moment, they sent to the government hospital and to do what to do at last situation, who is going to do or die. And if we come at initial stage, we are able to do. In that situation, he PC being my roommate, and he is well, very well attitude, and he is having very well ABCD of social skills also, and he is able to manage that situation. But he is beaten. Unfortunately, that is being dominated. How to handle this type of situation in future? If I am a doctor in that position, and I want to tell some my feelings about what I felt about this session, and it is very well that meditation really helps to the doctors to have a spiritual knowledge and get a spiritual doctorship over it. And if you get a spiritual doctorship, and we are able to cure not only the disease, but you are able to cure the mental attitude of a human being. And some in our countries, many people are suffering from poverty, and we are able to get closer to them by ABCD of these social skills. I want the clarification over that question. How to handle that situations?
How he wants to be a good doctor.
Experience share.
Well, this involves few things about the management of the patient, as well as some legal implications. Well, the first thing that I would advise you, whenever the patient comes, wherever he comes, whoever is looking after the patient, even if he doesn't request to be seen by you, it's our duty, it's our obligation to see the patient. You see. First, you must see and do whatever at your command to give him relief. It reminds me of a patient when I was in the medical college. A patient came at 2 o'clock in the morning. Then he had some problem. You know, in medical college we have got different units. All of you know that. And that day I was not on duty. And he said, he came and then he was narrating his story. I said, will you please go this doctor because he is on duty. He said, doctor, I don't know who is on duty. I want that you should see my patient. And you should see it and see him immediately, you see. So the first duty, whatever it may be, see and give relief. You may not do anything, just your presence, you see. Then the question of government hospital and other private hospital, these are the things, what is happening. We always, a patient comes when we find he is very serious, then we push it to the government hospital, you see. That is usually happening. Because you don't want the patient to die at your residence or your clinic. So this is happening. This is not a good ethics, but since there are many, there will be several reasons, you see. These are the problems which can be dealt at individual levels and on their own merit, you see. Anyway, thank you very much for the question. And we have got another 10 minutes, is that right? Any other question? Yeah, please come.
Hello. I am Dr. Anirudh Vyas, working as a skin specialist at LG Hospital, Ahmedabad. I would just like to share one of my experiences. One day I was just sitting in my OPD, and then one patient, she was a lady, which having leukoderma on her legs and arms. And That lady went to the other doctor with, who was my colleague, and he immediately told ke ben isme kuch fayda nahi padega, ab samay barbad nahi karo. So she was so much depressed and she was just crying like anything, and I just saw her. We were examining the patient on just on the one table, and मैंने उसको बोला कि आप बहन जी अब्बाजू आ जाओ, आपको क्या तकलीफ है? तो उसने बोला कि ये तो डॉक्टर साहब ने बोल दिया कि मेरे को तो कुछ फायदा होने वाला नहीं है. तो मैंने बोला ऐसा क्यों बोला? मैंने बोला वो तो आपको तो 100% अच्छा हो ही जाएगा. जस्ट उसको तसल्ली देने के लिए मैंने उसको बोला. तो देन शी वॉज शी बिकेम लिटल बिट काम, एंड देन आई वॉज ऑल्सो नॉट नोइंग दैट वेदर शी विल बी क्योर्ड और नॉट, बिकॉज वी ऑल नो ल्यूकोडर्मा, वो सफेद दाग या कुष्ठ रोग जो कोड बोलते हैं, इट इज नॉट दैट मच ईजी टू क्योर. बट स्टिल आई जस्ट ट्राइड एंड आई जस्ट गिव हर वर्मीसोल टेबलेट, दैट इज लिवामोसोल, दैट इज वन ऑफ द इम्यूनो मॉड्यूलेटर ड्रग एंड टॉपिकल जस्ट एप्लीकेशन. एंड ग्रेजुअली एवरी 15 डेज शी केम, एंड टू माई ग्रेट सरप्राइज विद इन अ पीरियड ऑफ 3 months शी वॉज टोटली क्योर्ड. And she was having a very good satisfaction. So this is just one of my experience that Usha Didi told that there is something else, or other person also, this divine God who is also curing. We are just treating the patient, the God cures. So the doctor dressed the wound, but the God heals it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Now, before we have got only 5-7 minutes left, I don't know whether there is any question, but before, please come, please.
Sir, we are having an impression that faith will heal. Because I have faith, so I have head injury and I don't take any drug, I will be healed. It reminds me one narration of Vivekananda ji. He was standing on the bank of river, and there was a yogi who walked on the river and went to the other side. And Vivekananda ji, he sat in the boat, went to the other side, and then he asked the yogi, how many years did you spend to learn this technique? He told 40 years. And then he told, I gave 4 anas and I crossed it. So the faith should be directed. It should be focused. If a patient has cancer which will kill the patient in 3 months, how can I say that you will be all right? If I say that you will be all right, he will sue me in the consumer forum. You see, that we should just not be carried away. We should be analytical. We should be precise. We should be able to tell what is really going to happen scientifically. I think that is what I will like to convey. It should not be just that carried away. Thank you.
A wonderful thing, because when we get a patient, you see, it's not our job not only to see the patient, but also to guide him, to advise him, you see. In a patient like this, who has got terminal cancer, let us say, you see, our duty is to explain everything wherever necessary, I said. Either to the patient or to the relations, you see. If somebody has got this cancer, which is terminal one, as you said, then perhaps it will not be appropriate to tell the patient directly that you have got cancer, you will not live more than 3 months. It is not done that way, you see. We can speak to the relations, and then subsequently we can keep this matter with the relations confined, and then of course someday or other we will have to tell him, you see. So that's the way how it should be. Because if you say immediately that this fellow, you have got cancer, you are not going to survive, that will not be appropriate actually, and that is also not desirable. Now, these things are happening because we don't have cooperation among ourselves. Because unless we have got cooperation, all these problems will arise. Cooperation amongst our colleagues. Now, this cooperation is because of the ego and various other factors. If I say that I know everything of medicine, there is nobody else who knows more than me because I have got so many degrees, MRCP, FRCP. That's the end of my learning, you see. Every day I learn from my students. Every day I learn from my patients. And this is a never-ending process. What for we are here after all? we have come. We have to learn to improve our professional expertise. So if you are prepared to learn every day, every minute, and there is no end to learning, then this thing will not happen. If I think that this case doesn't belong to me, it becomes to my friend Sajan, who is here, I'll refer. And then solve this. So this is cooperation, you see. And then, about this ego, shall I tell you one thing? One very big Pandit was there. He thought, and he actually knew everything about Vedas. Four Vedas and fifth Veda, that is Mahabharata. He was singing all the Vedas. He found on the river Ganges, where Sivanandji was praying, he found one boatman. This Pandit had to cross the river Ganges to the other side. But he found that this gentleman, this boatman, is just silently praying something, you see. He said, what are you doing? And the boatman said, I am just praying God. Is that the way to pray? It's not the way. Just sing the Vedas as I do. And then he narrated, do you know this Veda? The boatman said, no. And then this Veda? No, I don't know. This Veda? No, I don't know. This, you know? Then what do you know? You know nothing, you see. Then this Pandit landed the boat. On the middle of river Ganges came storm, rain. The boat was sinking, this side and that side. Pandit was very panicky. And panicky because of his life. Then the boatman asked this Pandit, why are you so panicky, you see? Said, the boat is sinking. Said, don't you know swimming? So, each individual is endowed with some quality that is given by the Almighty, and we have to learn and help everybody and learn from others, you see. This is the lesson, you see. And about the devotion of our... Do you know this penguin story? Penguin, who lives in the North Pole, you see. You know the cooperation between husband and wife. The lady penguin lays the egg. Then the Lord Penguin, both of them, they, from the North Pole, they go to a far place along with the egg. This egg is left somewhere, far away place, and the Lord Penguin, the male penguin, takes care of the egg. And that is, he holds the leg in one leg. Do you know this? And then she holds this leg in one leg until the lady penguin goes to collect food. That is after a few months, and then comes back. And until then, the Lord Penguin holds the egg. That is the time of devotion. That is the type of mind we need to be successful. I think we have had enough, and perhaps the rest will be done by heart. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Dr. Sahoji and Usha Behenji, for such a wonderful session. So, abhi hum ye session pura karte hain aur abhi aapko break milega. Lekin main aapko bata dun ki next session hamara meditation session hai, number 2, jo ki Shilu Behen ji aayengi aur karayengi. Aur main sabse request karungi ki is break ke baad aap sabhi time par 6:30 par यहाँ सब एकत्रित होंगे और वो सेशन फुल अटेंड करेंगे. स्टार्टिंग से अटेंड करेंगे तो आपको लिंक रहेगा. अभी हम 2 मिनट के लिए साइलेंस में बैठकर फिर उठेंगे. ओम शांति.